Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Janine Salak Johnson, talking beef cattle welfare in just a moment.
Glenn Mulready is ready to be our next insurance commissioner. Glenn Mulready has spent 35 years in the insurance industry, working for Oklahoma families and businesses. He's ready with a plan to make insurance more affordable and more accessible for everyone. Glenn Mulready believes in getting the federal government out of the way, ending overregulation, tackling fraud, and giving more regulatory power to the states. Oklahomans want their government to be part of the solution, not the problem, and Glenn Mulready agrees. That's why Glenn Mulready's been endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And as a husband and father of three teenage sons, Glenn Mulready knows how important insurance is when raising a family. Glenn Mulready for Insurance Commissioner. He's qualified, he's experienced, and he's ready. On November 6th, vote Glenn Mulready for Insurance Commissioner. Visit glennmulready.com to learn more.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Glenn Mulready, 2018.
Dr. Janine Salak Johnson holds the Temple Grandin Professorship in the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University. She believes up to now, beef cattle producers, especially cow-calf producers, have gotten relatively kid-glove treatment when it comes to animal well-being or animal welfare issues. But that may be changing in the days ahead.
Really, I think that they've kind of been immune to animal welfare issues that some of the other segments of the industry, such as poultry and swine, have faced for quite some time. And so, you know that they're doing a great job once the animals get to the packing plant, et cetera, and they don't really think about that on-farm animal welfare issues or concerns that might actually be part of their industry as well due to some of their production practices, whether it's, you know, weaning, castration, some of the biotechnologies that are being used, the way we raise these animals, the environment, et cetera. And so for them, you know, they have really been focusing on the quality and reducing handling stress and transportation stress because that had the biggest impact on the quality of their product. But the consumer, you know, they want a food safety and a quality product is important to them, but also what's really important to them is where and how that product ended up on their dinner table. And I think that's the part of the narrative that the industry hasn't really focused a whole lot on.
So I know that you talked about some specific areas, things like, just little things like the weaning issues, the castration issues. These are, in other words, cattle producers seem to they've got a feeling anyway that they're doing the right thing for the animals. Is that being translated down to the consumer, you think?
I don't think that they are. I don't think they're really telling their consumer or in ensuring their consumer that they're doing the right thing. Yes, they have a quality product, but once again, the consumer today is much more concerned with animal welfare, regardless of what their definition of animal welfare is. Yes, sometimes the consumer wants us to do things that are really not in the best interest of the animals that we raise for food. Mm-hmm. However, they still have this perception, and the beef industry isn't really communicating really well to them about how that ensuring them that their product is being raised with care and that the animal's needs are being provided for, etc. And so it becomes a big concern for the industry because on one hand they're like, we're producing this safe quality product, and then on the other hand the consumer's like, we don't trust you because we consider you to be just like Big Ag. We consider you that you don't have the animal's welfare at the front of the equation.
Dr. Johnson said the challenge for cattle producers to let consumers know they're taking proper care of their animals and to offer some transparency in how that's done. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Black Herford Ranch's 14th annual Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Bred Heifer Sale will be held Monday, October 29th at 1 p.m. live at the ranch in Crawford, Oklahoma, and can also be seen on Superior Livestock, Dish Satellite 232, and DirecTV Channel 603. 75 14-to-20-month-old herd bull and AISI prospects, 10 2-to-4-year-old proven herd bulls, and our top 40 spring bred heifers. For more information, contact Chris Black, 580-309-0711, and you can check out the catalog at blackherfordranch.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.